When we give our tithe, I'm expecting supernatural provision. I'm expecting the windows of heaven to be opened, the floodgates pouring out of heaven's treasury upon my life. Why? Because he said it.
The promises of God are forever settled in heaven. Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's teach us about the circle of supernatural provision. Next, right here on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Now, here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Pastor George is back. What day is it, George?
163.
This is our 163rd day of prosperity that Pastor has shared with
us. Praise God.
And it's great. It is so good. So don't miss any of it. Glory to God.
Gloria, it's so good to be back on here with you again.
Well, I'm enjoying it.
We're talking about supernatural provision.
We're even writing songs today.
We're writing songs. I'll sing one in a moment. All of the outlines that we're studying from, all of these are available online to you, absolutely free.
That's a gift from God.
You can print them out, use them, teach them, make copies of them, give them to your church.
Praise God.
Whatever we can to get the word out there.
Yeah.
That's what all of this research is for. So go to the homepage, click to Gloria and me, the picture of us there, and it'll take you right over to where the broadcasts are shown again and again, and where you can get your notes. And we want your supernatural provision testimonies. We want to hear the unusual things that God is doing in your life.
Amen.
The amazing things that God is doing. And so Monday we began talking about having faith for supernatural provision. Tuesday we talked about our supernatural provider, that God is our supernatural provider. And today, Wednesday, I had a title originally on the notes. But right before the broadcast, we got to talking and we changed the title. Now, the title of this, and we are still talking about this, Tithing, Sowing, and Supernatural Provision. But Gloria had a better title. So we're changing that title and we're making it The Circle of Supernatural Provision. The circle of super, you cannot break the circle of supernatural provision. As Gloria said, and I will quote her, she said just moments ago, if you aren't tithing and sowing, you're not living in the supernatural. If you're not tithing and sowing, you're not living in the supernatural. You cannot break the circle of supernatural provision. So Gloria starts talking about that song, May the Circle Be Unbroken.
Yeah.
And we looked it up and we decided to rewrite the song. So here's the first part of the song that we have rewritten. Okay, are we ready? You gonna sing it with me? No, you don't have to sing
it.
No,
I'm not. I'm gonna do you a favor. I'm gonna listen.
Here we go. May the circle be unbroken and the blessing yet a-flowing down from heaven into my heart. Supernatural provision is my part.
Hey.
Everybody, may the circle
Hallelujah.
Be unbroken.
That's good. That's good, George.
That's a good little song,
I
isn't
like
it?
I like it.
I want to work on that some more.
Okay.
So we can...
I believe it.
Wow. That's great. And we decided that this first song that you and I have ever written together.
It is.
So maybe we could get Kenneth to sing it.
Well, don't hold your breath. It might happen. You never know. If you got up and sang it and it was so good, he might do it.
He might do it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
If I got up and sang it, he'd probably go home and get under the chair. But you can sing.
Well, all that to say, there is a circle of supernatural provision.
Yeah.
This circle can't be broken. And the way it's broken is when you quit tithing and when you quit sowing. You can't sit around and talk about supernatural provision and not engage in the very foundation of supernatural provision. That brings it, yes. You can't engage in what brings it into your life. Tithing is a supernatural act that produces supernatural
That's
results.
True. That's right.
Sowing is a supernatural act that produces supernatural results.
That's
and
right.
And giving is a supernatural act. If we look here at Galatians 6, take a look at that. Galatians 6 and verses 7 and 8 in the Amplified, it says, "For whatever a man sows, that and that only will he reap. Mm-hmm. For he who sows to his flesh, his lower nature, sensually, will from the flesh reap decay and ruin and destruction. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life." Tithing and sowing are supernatural acts.
That's right.
Those are supernatural acts. They are not, tithing is not a natural thing. It's a supernatural thing. We use money to give in our tithing, yet tithing is done with words. We speak over that tithe. Yeah. We believe God over
that
tithe. And that tithe does something. It opens the windows of heaven and it allows the blessing to be poured out. The supernatural act of tithing and sowing will result in a supernatural harvest of supernatural provision in spite of economic conditions.
That's what you need to have going for you.
That's what you have to have going for you.
Get out of the natural into the supernatural.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes, yes. And the harvest is always greater when you're dealing in the supernatural realm. Tithing results in the open windows of heaven. Sowing results in the hundredfold return. Now take a look here at the bottom of your page, Gloria. I included this word from the Lord through Brother Capps.
I remember this.
And I want to read down through it until we get to the very last line.
Okay.
It says, "Financial inversion will increase in these days. For you see, it is my desire to move in the realm of your financial prosperity."
Good.
"But release me, saith the Lord. Release me that I may come in your behalf and move in your behalf. As men walk in my word, so shall they walk in the ways of the Lord." Oh yes, there will be some who say, "Yes, but God's ways are higher, surely higher than our ways, and we can't walk in those ways." It is true that the ways of God are higher. They are higher than your ways as the heavens are above the earth. Mm-hmm. But I'll teach you to walk in my ways. So you could say there, "I'll teach you to walk in my higher ways."
Yeah.
"I never did say you couldn't walk in my ways. Now learn to walk in it. Learn to give. So shall the inversion of the financial system revert, and so shall it be that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all the world, and there shall be no lack in the kingdom."
Ooh,
now look at that very last line, Gloria. "Those that give shall walk in the ways of the supernatural."
We receive that, Lord, and we thank you for it.
"Those that give shall walk in the ways of the supernatural."
The circle of blessing will not be broken.
The circle
It'll
of blessing
It'll
will
provide.
Not be broken. It will.
It'll manifest.
It'll manifest in supernatural provision. It will manifest if we are faithful tithers. And I know that you and Kenneth are faithful tithers. Terry and I are faithful tithers. We tithe on everything because we want, and we'll move over into this as we look over at Malachi chapter 3. Turn to Malachi chapter 3. We're talking today about the connection to supernatural provision that your tithing and your sowing has. Gloria, there are so many people that fight tithing.
I know.
They look for every way.
They're fighting their abundance.
They're fighting their abundance. And they're looking for every way that they can to get out of it, to avoid it, and to not do it. I'm looking for every way to be involved in it.
Amen.
Because I know, according to Malachi chapter 3, that if we bring, in verse 10, if we bring the tithes into the storehouse for meat in his house, "Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord, if I will not open the windows," or the windows there in the Hebrew is floodgates.
Floodgates, oh good.
"If I'll not open the floodgates of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it all. And I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake. He'll not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast your fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, For you shall be a delightsome land, says the Lord of hosts.
Pour you out a blessing. In the margin it says, empty.
Empty.
No limit. Just
empty. Wow.
Empty.
Empty you a blessing.
Empty out that
There's
blessing.
There's no limit. There's no limit.
No limit.
No limit. Glory
There's no
God.
Limit.
I like that, George. That's
Praise
good.
God. There's no limit
but
to
But then
that.
Look at 13 in Malachi.
Yeah.
Your words have been stout against me,
Uh-oh.
Saith the Lord. You got to have the right words.
That's right.
You got to stay positive.
That's right.
And expect. Believe God.
That's
expect
right.
for these things to happen.
Expect them to happen.
Yeah.
I expect that when we give our tithe, I'm expecting supernatural provision. I'm expecting
yeah,
the windows
do.
Of heaven
yeah.
to be open, the floodgates right. pouring out of heaven's treasury upon my life. Why? Because He said it.
That's right.
He said it.
Expecting.
It's there. There's a scripture in Genesis 14 that talks about Abraham tithing, or Abram, as he was called then. And it says, after he tithed, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am your shield, your abundant compensation, and your reward shall be exceedingly great.
Oh, I like it.
I take that.
I receive that.
I receive that as well. That was the result of tithing.
He offered his sacrifice.
Yeah.
God gave him a good word.
He tithed, and the word of the Lord came to him. People don't realize that when they tithe, they can have the word of the Lord come to them.
Mm-hmm.
You can be in the midst of tithing, the tithe. And Terry and I spend time at home together praying over our tithe. We got that from you and Kenneth. The two of you spend
That's
time
right.
together praying over the tithe before you give. Mm-hmm. We do the same thing now. We pray over that tithe.
Worship the Lord.
And we do. We worship the Lord with it. And there have been times, just like Abram, when we've been in the midst of worshiping the Lord with our tithe, that we will have a word from the Lord. I mean, the heavens open up.
Yeah.
And that provision pours out, and that provision comes sometimes in the form of a word from the Lord, direction that we need to have. So he said, I am your shield, your abundant compensation, and your reward shall be exceedingly great. That's Genesis 15, 1. I like what Leroy Thompson said one time about that scripture. He did some research on that. The one that Abram, that God said, I'm your exceeding great reward. And Leroy Thompson said that the research that he did said, I am your rapidly increasing money supplier.
Oh, boy. I like that.
I'm your rapidly increasing money supplier.
Yeah.
So Terry and I come before the
Hallelujah.
Lord as a tither in the name of a tither, expecting supernatural provision, expecting God, our supernatural provider, who is our rapidly increasing money supplier.
Amen.
And to us,
awesome.
It's happened over and over and over again. The supply, the supernatural provision that God has for us is astounding. And I want to give a short testimony here about Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
All right.
And you'll remember this. We all remember it, that we're here at that time in 1984. In 1984, the ministry was $1 million behind. Now, by the time I became
because
executive...
Because of television bills.
Right, television and
primarily.
So forth. Now, a few years later, in 1989, we had a $10 million deficit. But I believe, and that's because of the daily broadcast that mm-hmm. we went on, but I believe that what happened in 1984 paved the way for supernatural provision for our ministry in 1990. When we crossed over that $10 million deficit, let me back up. I'm ahead of the story. Got to put it in its
okay.
chronological order.
Get it
order.
Straight.
Get it straight. Okay, so KCM in 1984, 83, was experiencing a $1 million deficit. So Brother Copeland went to the prayer cabin in January of 1984 to pray. Mm-hmm. And he went before the Lord and he said, Lord, we're $1 million behind. We need $1 million. And the Lord said to him, and I have it quoted, the answer, he prayed, the answer came. The Lord said, tithe KCM's income. 10% off the top. And this information that I got, Gloria, I have in my files at home a letter that you wrote the partners in 1980,
really?
The end of 1984, sharing this very thing. That's where I got my information from. And what you said was it was not the answer he was expecting, but he willingly obeyed and the financial situation turned around. The supernatural act of tithing paved the way and produced supernatural provision for Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Now, we've never been that situation since, have we?
Well, we have, and it was a few years after that. I was the executive director in 1989, and during that year, that was the year that we went on daily television. Mm-hmm. And
another big step of faith.
Oh, my goodness. It was a big step of faith, and I was
TV
sitting
6 days a week.
I was sitting in my office one evening, and I was with my calculator figuring some things up, and I looked at it, and I went, we're behind a couple of months in our TV bill, and if we keep going in this direction, it's going to escalate more and more. And we reached, by the end of 1989, $10 million deficit. We were several months behind in television. It's not good to be several months behind anything, let alone television. But we used our faith. We believed God. We would gather the staff together. We would worship the Lord. And one thing that we did not quit doing then was we did not quit tithing.
Oh, no.
1984, we began tithing and kept tithing. 1984,
tithing the income of the ministry.
Income of the ministry and kept tithing. And 1984, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1989 is when we hit that $10 million deficit, but we kept tithing all the way through. Even through, I can remember times, Gloria, when we were building the administrative building here and had to shut it down for a while because of the finances. We did not quit tithing.
Paying cash.
Did not quit tithing. And all through this, this is a word from the Lord for you. All through whatever you're going through, don't stop tithing.
No.
That is the access to the supernatural provision and the wisdom that God needs to get to you in order to get out of the situation that you're in right now. Do not shut off the blessing in your life by quitting your tithing.
We never stop tithing.
You never stop tithing.
And we never fail to get out of the situation.
Never failed. So when we reached the $10 million deficit in 1990, we were believing God.
Nobody said it was fun.
No, but Gloria, we kept tithing all the way through that. We did not stop. When you think you can take that money and use it to apply to something else, don't do that.
Do it.
That belongs to God. That's His. He wants to take that and do something supernatural with it in your life
to get
you out of the situation you're in. We didn't quit tithing. And in January, when you look at it in the natural, when you look at it in the earthly realm, it was going to take us almost 2 years to get out of that. But God. But the supernatural provider. By May of that year, our accounts payable were paid in full. And on July the 10th, 1990, at 9 o'clock in the morning, your sister Jan brought me a check to pay off the final bill of the television.
Praise
on that day, that deficit was over.
Hallelujah.
That was supernatural.
So we got out of it in how many months?
It's 6 months.
6 months.
Within the time we hit the 10 million, it was 6 months. 6 months.
And we didn't tell people about
it. No.
Didn't raise money.
We didn't announce it. We didn't raise money. We didn't do anything except
provided.
Use our faith, and we kept on giving. We kept on giving. We kept on giving. When you reach that place in your life where you're finding yourself in that financial difficult place, you start looking for places to give. You start looking at your tithe, and you hold it before the Lord and say, Lord, this is my tithe. You are doing something with this. We are rebuking the devourer together.
Yeah,
he is not stealing from us. Gloria, this is a supernatural act that produces supernatural results. And it is the very foundation of what we do to produce the supernatural in our lives.
Praise God. We've proved it out for a long time.
Over and over again. Now, turn quickly to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. That is That is tithing. You can't break the circle. Mm-mm. Do not break the cycle of giving and tithing, because you'll shut down the supernatural.
You can't quit.
Oh, you can't quit. You can't do that.
Give God a place to work.
In 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 8, Amplified, remember this. He who sows sparingly and grudgingly will also reap sparingly and grudgingly. He who sows generously that blessings may come to someone will also reap generously and with blessings. Let each one give as he has made up his own mind, purposed in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion, for God loves, He takes pleasure in, He prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt-to-do-it giver whose heart is in His giving.
He'll not let you down.
And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation.
Now, we've walked in a miracle for how many years have we been doing this?
It's 47 years.
We've walked in a miracle for 47 years, and God always has brought it to pass. Glory to God, the answer. Hallelujah.
Every time.
Sometime I'm going to read you my margin.
Oh, my goodness.
We got time.
We need to show that, Carlene. We'll show that on the broadcast.
This is a big page here.
Here's one last example of the supernatural act of giving. Isaac, they were in a famine situation in Genesis chapter 26. There was a great famine in the land. It was dried up. They were not producing crops.
That's right.
But Isaac, in Genesis 26, 12 and 13, he planted crops in the land, and the same year he reaped 100-fold because the Lord blessed him. And then it said the man became rich and his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy.
Very wealthy.
So really, Gloria, to
not
some...
Not just wealthy.
Very,
very
wealthy.
Very wealthy.
He was reaping harvest when no one else was. That's supernatural. That is supernatural harvest. That's supernatural provision. So,
amen.
We began the broadcast today. Don't break the supernatural circle of blessing.
Don't break it. May the circle be unbroken.
May the circle be unbroken. Keep tithing.
Yeah.
Keep sowing.
Don't
and
quit.
Keep reaping supernatural harvest.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thanks, George. That
Amen.
Great. George and I will be right back.
Having people of the same spirit of faith standing with you in agreement, in prayer, supporting, encouraging, being there for other people, it's just knowing that, you know, you're together doing the same vision, the same reaching the kingdom for God together and not out there on your own.
God has awesome ways and unlimited avenues of supply that supersede all natural limitations. They're all part of His supernatural provision for you. The Supernatural Provision Package includes a 10-part series with Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's. Enlarge your capacity to believe and begin receiving on a higher level than you ever thought possible. Also included are two bonus CDs by Pastor George that will take you higher in your understanding of the Word and help you access God's unlimited storehouse. The study notes of all 10 sessions are great for teaching small groups or for your personal Bible study. Then get ready to go to the next level with the Supernatural Church CD series by Pastor Bill Winston. A dynamic teaching that tells you the exceeding abundance that's available to you now. When you purchase your package, you'll also receive the Supernatural Provision Confession Card free. Tap into God's unlimited storehouse. Take the limits off and live in the realm of God's superabundance. Live in the realm of God's superabundance. Order the Supernatural Provision Package for only $39.99 and discover the unlimited ways God can provide all your needs. Log on to kcm.org/TV special or call toll-free 800-600-7395 and request your package today. Receive the supernatural abundance that only God can supply. For an additional 10% off, order the Supernatural Provision Package online.
Abundance is under the blessing. Lack is under the curse. So the first step to being blessed, healing, money, what all your needs met, is to get out from under that curse, which you do by receiving Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life. You get out, you know, you're still under the curse if you've never received Him, because He's the one that redeemed you from the curse of the law. The Scripture says that. And that curse included poverty, lack, and sickness. So if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you're just in a hard place. I'm telling you, I wouldn't go back. You couldn't give me enough money to put me back in that place before Jesus was Lord in my life. So if you've never done that, just do it now with all your heart. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
Take my life and do something with it.
Take my life and do something with it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I say that way because that's what I said to Him. I never knew He'd do this with it, but I offered it and He took it. Glory to God. And the blessing is working. It's ready to work in your life. You just say right, do right, and you'll have plenty of right blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God will meet all your needs. We have a free salvation package. Never made Jesus the Lord of your life. Until today, will you let us send this to you? Or if you just feel like you need the knowledge, well, we'll send it to you free and postpaid. It's got two brochures on how to study your Bible. You need to get on the, on the bandwagon. You need to get in the supernatural. And you do that by finding out what's in the Word, putting it in your eyes, ears, getting it in your heart, and saying it out your mouth, and standing for it. Glory to God. So if you'd like to have it, just request the free salvation package. And get in a good church that preaches the Word. We don't go to church because that's the thing to do. We go to church because we want to hear the Word. Yes. We want to grow. Yes. We want to walk by faith and increase. Glory to God. Pastor George and I will be studying about supernatural provision in the Old Testament, and you don't want to miss it. This is Gloria Copeland and George Pearson reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Learn more about beginning your new life in Christ Jesus. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org. Jesus did it all for you. It's time to receive His love and live the abundant life God provided for you. For additional teaching and free information on salvation, go to kcm.org. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
We need from heaven everything that heaven has to offer, which is above, over, and beyond the natural realm of the earth.